This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Terry Pluto joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Hello, Terry. How you doing this morning, bud?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well,
that's the problem.
Much.
We need something going on.
Yeah, do you want the NBA back?
Sure, I'll take anything at this point. Because I think that actually, granted, in Cleveland it's not much. I'm much more interested in getting baseball back. But I think you'd like to have the playoffs.
I would like to have, with the NBA, I just thought it was weird where the NBA, it seems to be, it's a different mindset, it's a different culture. Lima had stated earlier, you know, a lot of these guys already got 90% of their salary for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them might not have a reason to come back, and they seem, yeah, let's go, let's play, let's finish, try to finish out a season, and then we'll have a postseason, and everything will be great. And then in Major League Baseball, who hasn't even had a start yet, boy, it's getting to be tooth and nail out of nowhere here.
Well, the history of labor relations between the two sports explains both of those. You know, one is that basketball always seemed, they did have one labor stoppage, I think, when Kyrie was a rookie, whatever year that was, 2011. But that's about it. The rest of the time, they come up with stuff. Baseball, they will, you know, it's like managers and umpires like to argue about everything before replay. Well, so will the management and the Players Association argue about everything. And the minute I saw that 50-50 revenue split, I thought, oh, goodness, you know, here we go. This is just going to go in circles. But I'll tell you, it's going to make them look really bad if that debate there moves from how do we make this a good television show? Because, guys, isn't that what we're talking about? A good TV show where the guys could feel that, you know, they're going to not get sick and that kind of thing, into salary caps and all this junk, and you know why people, I have friends that work at Walmart and grocery stores and everything else, and I would say they are, you know, at risk every day a lot more than a baseball player will be.
Terry Pluto, join us on the hotline. So would you handicap between football, college football, throw in the mix, basketball and baseball, what is most likely to go on? What's most likely to have fans? Can you go through them?
No, I really can't, because I just can't. I mean, I think the two easiest to have a television sports right now, again, this is what we're going to be, this is where I would be, you know, rather than try to worry about fans in this calendar year, is get some product out there on television in an environment where the players feel good about what they're doing, and they're getting paid, the teams start to get paid, and their sports are out there so that we want to see them. Because you know this, the longer you are away from something, oftentimes you find something else to do. And because we know this, the NFL is going to play ball somehow. The NFL always seems to find a way to get their product out there. So if I'm especially, baseball to me is the one that's got the most to lose in this.
I agree with you, and Terry, my problem with it is when you're talking about football, you're right. They always try to find a way, and they will, and to their own detriment at times about social issues and things like that, they'll just ignore it. They will just ignore it. Everything's about the shield. We're about football, and eventually people will get over it. Baseball, basketball, and basketball to a lesser extent, but certainly baseball, I think you do yourself a lot of problems. You make a big problem for yourself when exactly that's the thought. We're going, hey, man, there's plenty of people who are working because they have to here. You guys need to come up with something because you guys are going to look really, really bad here very quickly. And it's like baseball isn't going anywhere, but why put yourself even further behind?
Right. And I mean, there's always exceptions, remember, to that whole thing. But when they did that test of how many people in Major League Baseball, and there was front office people, whatever, and they came up with less than 1% had the disease, and vast majority of them were asymptomatic. That's because that is the group of people that generally are best suited to be immune, you know, one way or the other. And they're not at a sport where they're knocking each other's heads in or anything else. So, heck, baseballs always could be spread out. I don't know. Would you want to post or be one of those, like, paper fans in Korea?
If I could?
Yes.
And they could make an outline of me? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I kind of liked it. It was so hokey, it made me laugh. So, I'm very serious because I love baseball. It's probably my favorite game. And I get so weary of them. It's kind of like my father used to yell at me, will you ever get out of your own way?
Well, Terry, if they end up, at least somebody was saying something to you. Terry, if we get to a point where they end up having 82 or so games and they get everything worked out with the finances, should baseball purists be worried at all that America's going to fall in love with a truncated baseball schedule in this race to the finish?
Baseball purists should be just grateful they have a game to watch. If not, go play Stratomatic or something. I don't even want to hear that. You know, secondly, they're not going to come back with 82 games. They need all those games to pay for the money that they didn't have this year. They'll probably want to play 200 next year if the owners had their way. I mean, remember, it's dollar driven. And I saw actually the owners for Smart in their initial presentation to the Players Union. They really concentrated on how the games would be played and the number of roster spots. They didn't roll in the way they want to change the money right now, because you got to work that stuff out first, and that should be the first things to work out. But you know, and I know, especially with those two parties, the moment the dollars come up, you know, the fangs and the finger pointing come out.
I want to ask about the MAC here in a bit, but I want to get back to just baseball for one more from me anyway. Terry Pluto joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know that the players don't want a cap. I would like to argue for a cap and a floor. I think it's
absolutely
very tough. Yeah, because I think it's very tough, Terry, where, listen, I understand that we talk about free market capitalism and this is America. I also think it's very difficult to tell a regular fan that they need to get used to the idea and that they have gotten used to the idea here that you want your players to be good, but not too good in the case of Francisco Lindor, where you know you can't afford to keep
him. I mean, even a mild thing, which it wouldn't, but if they had the NBA maximum contract, it would change things around.
Yeah. So is this, if this is the case, because I know people are talking about, hey, we could have a real big bloodbath coming up in 2021. For that, for the health of the game, Major League Baseball, is it worth fighting now? Is it worth starting that fight now, considering what we're dealing with globally?
I think the game is in huge trouble if they don't play at all, and that could lead to that. And also, it's sort of a – I mean, I guess you could start labor negotiations anywhere you want, but anytime you want. I don't know. I just think this is a time of – we've asked everybody – I don't know about you, but most businesses that I know, people are either – if they're not laid off, they're taking furloughs, and they're you know, have had pay cuts and that kind of stuff. And so that would be my approach to them. But they're being viewed as this is something for this year and we'll revisit it again next year. And that's why one of the things I suggested, instead of paying you, you know, per game 100% of your salary would it be for that game, how about 75% of what your salary would be for that game rather than talking about revolutionizing everything? You know, if you don't have this product out there, I've always thought for quite a while baseball is just the most tenuous because of that. You know, the demographics always are that it appeals more to older people and that. You got to get it on the field. In other words, you got to put a good TV show on. I go back to that line, but that's what we're talking about.
Terry Pluto with us on the hotline. Okay, so you've talked recently about some of the struggles of one school in particular in the MAC conference, and that, of course, being Akron, it's something that you certainly understand. Should we be worried, especially now with the MAC talking about bringing back some, or I should say getting rid of some of these conference championships in other sports. Should we be worried about the future of this conference? And what specifically about Akron should we be concerned about?
Well, I mean, there's a right. Akron's got huge money problems. It's in a conference where most of these mid-major conferences play football have gigantic money problems. I'm talking Division I. Theirs is enormous because they have to pay $4 million a year on top of everything else because of their stadium. You know, Kent is not cheap either. The way Kent has been making their money is they've been having their team go out. Last year they played three money games. I forgot where they were, but they made $4.5 million. I mean, this year they're going down to Alabama and somewhere else. It's like they're in the SEC. That's just not the way to do it. I actually have been against MAC playing Division I football for a long time and thought they should go back to the old 1AA or go even all the way to something like the Pioneer League, which is Butler, Dayton, that not scholarship. People don't care about MAC football when you're talking about budgets of $4 to $7 million a year. That to me is just a waste of money, and the way they pay for it is they jack it up student fees. You know, you see a lot of schools like Dayton and even where Duquesne, where Keith Ambrott won or whatever, and they're playing really good Division I basketball, and they're playing Dayton's in that Pioneer League, and I believe Duquesne is in one of those leagues like with James Madison that for football, and 1AA, I forgot what it's called now. They need to look at stuff like that. Football, this is delusional for them to think, oh, we're Division I. You know, no, you're not Division I. There's like 35 schools in the country. They're Division I, Ohio State, Alabama, LSU, you know, Michigan, all those. Not you.
I actually totally agree. I really do. And I'm an Akron alum, Terry, mm-hmm. and I'm worried. I am worried. Like, they're taking away, what, six of the colleges in the university?
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, we're play basketball. You know, basketball, you could have a really good program for, I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but if like for $1.5 million compared to, and even like Cleveland State this year, they have some money problems. But it's one thing, like they're playing at Duke, this is in basketball, and they're playing at Kentucky, and they're playing at Nebraska. They're getting $285,000 for those three games. They're doing that, and as I was talking to their athletic director, well, if you were doing that, you know, that would be like playing Alabama, LSU the same year, and Ohio State or something, you know, one of those. I said, they'll go get their bodies beat up. You're just going to get your feelings hurt. And he said, exactly. He goes, you know, we don't want to do that every year, but economically we need to do that. And see, basketball, you can do stuff like that. And also because you're not – you don't have a $5 million budget or whatever.
I think basketball, you can do that and you have a chance. Like, it's no fun to go down there and get your head handed to you, but those are the simple facts of things. And if you were 1AA or FCS in this case, you can still just go play those money games. Nothing's stopping you from doing that. The SEC always has that powder opponent right before they play. Like the Alabama plays, I think, Samford usually every year before they take on Auburn. So you always have that opportunity. That's something, Terry, I totally agree with you. Because I see basketball has always been played, at least in my lifetime, basically at a high level because of Keith Ambrott and now John Gross.
Yeah.
Kent State's always had a good program. Mm-hmm. You have really good basketball around the area where you can fund that type of thing and can make it solvent. And I got a beautiful stadium sitting over there at InfoCision. I don't know if there – I think there's some seats that nobody's actually sat in there for those games except for like maybe Hoban in St. V's. I think they got to come up with something, or I can't let the school go away just because we're addicted to big time college football when we don't play big time college football.
Right.
We won
the
Idaho Potato
Bowl. The argument we have to have Division I because we're paying $4 million a year to pay off the stadium. That's like saying I've got a big debt on this one credit card. I got to go get two more.
I totally agree, Lima. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you think we could be careening towards something very bad in college football, or maybe not bad, depending on your perspective,
bad if you had their Super 40 or whatever it is, and they can
do
whatever they want to do, or, you know. And the rest of these guys, come on, get real. You know, all right, Akron, Youngstown State, Kent, you know, Dayton, I don't know, you know, create something like that.
I just don't understand, and I know we're running out of time here, Terry. Like, there's Boise State. Boise State's been a tremendous success story. Like, they're able to do it. Okay, that's one.
Also, they're like, what else is in Idaho in terms of sports? That's a very important factor to
like,
it.
Utah has been another one. Okay, that's two. But there's been plenty of teams that, you know what, like James Madison. You brought up James Madison before. They have a beautiful facility. They have a very good culture there when it comes to their football program.
Mm-hmm.
And they still
do.
And they beat a couple of teams here and there in big-time D1 and in Power 5 conferences. But they have no problem just staying there. It have been. I know that there's probably some plans in the future,
North
like
Dakota
App State.
State.
But, yeah, it doesn't make any sense, and I really don't want my school to go away because I do love Akron. I don't want my school to go away just because of the college football. I know that's not the only thing to it, but it seems to be adding up a lot of other problems.
I'll throw some quick math out, and then I know you guys got to go. But for Division I football, you have 85 scholarships. I was told in the MAC, the average football scholarship's worth $30,000 because you have out-of-state people or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and basketball, you have 13.
Makes a ton more sense.
You drop down to one of these others, I know Lee Owens was telling me, I think at Division II, for example, Ashland, I think they have 28.
Yeah.
You know, there's your number, 25, 28, 30, something like that, not 85.
That's a huge bill to pay. Terry, I can't thank you enough for the time. I know
you're
a busy
guys.
Man on these days. Take care, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
The great Terry Pluto on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
I know we have people. We have great people. Here I go. I'm doing what you normally do. We have great people from Akron that listen to this show. Can you imagine being an administrator and hearing what Terry Pluto just said?
I can't help but agree with him. I get a little emotional thinking about it. I love Akron. I love the school, and it bothers me greatly. It bothers me greatly that the school might not be around here at some point. It really terrifies me. You know, it's just not the same. You know, my parents worked really hard for me to be able to even go to Akron, and if that school's not there, it really scares me. That's all I'm going to say. Okay.
Honorary Buckeye?
No. I think that. As much as I joke about that, that really goes out the window. If Akron were to dissolve its campus, am I supposed to just be a big Buckeye fan? I can't do that, right? Unless my
Are we
going
to bring him aboard, fellow Buckeyes? Should we bring him aboard? Ken Carman, 216-578-0092. Akron's done. Buckeyes next.
It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima. Also, you even care if the NBA returns? I know two guys on this show do. It's Ken Carman with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.